Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To the second show of the show. Now, I am hosting this one, but some amazing intel has just come to light about the last case we did. Over to you, Hannah.
Did anyone have a poo? No, I don't know why I always find that funny to ask. That's not what I was going to say. Just that a lady came up to me just now, and her dad was implicated in the flat cat robber mystery.
Right.
I mean, like, literally. And she said that he was named on Crime Watch. And because they've got, like, a really specific name, all his mates are like, is that you, Chris? And you just really made me laugh because she was like, I've just texted my sister saying, do you remember when Dad was on Crime Watch? So I'm pleased we gave your family that moment this evening. But what a weird coincidence. But back to you, Katie.
Crazy. Yeah. Oh, just one quick thing. We have a birthday tonight. And it's someone who has shown us a lot of support over the years. She's fantastic. Sarah, happy birthday.
Hey!
We've got a little card for you.
We are adorable.
And I don't just love you because you also adopt greyhounds, but it helps.
I'm kind of torn between suggesting we all sing happy birthday and starting the case.
The audience vote is in. One woman is going to sing it.
Happy birthday.
It's a B-side.
It's a very Katie
birthday
Christmas.
To
happy birthday,
you,
Jesus.
Sarah!
Yay!
Woo!
Sarah!
Oh, wow.
And that was like in an office, wasn't it?
Wow.
Some people are like, I don't like the bitch, so no.
8 different keys.
Wow, I feel like you guys are warmed up. I think we should bring on our fantastic guest for this episode. Would you please give a very warm welcome to the fantastic comedian, it's Alexandra Haddow! Alexandra!
Hello, hello!
Welcome!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit drunk already, but that's a good sign.
Excellent.
It's in the name of the show.
Just like the real detectives.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's how we do things here. You're going to fit right in.
Oh, good.
We have one question, Alexandra. Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I was thinking about this today. Have I ever been the victim of a crime? And what it led me to realise is that I have led such a sheltered, lovely life. Apart from somebody once impersonating me on Twitter, I think the only crime that I have been a victim of was, I think, possibly the worst date I've ever been on.
Ooh, that's a crime.
With lots of things that should be a crime.
yes.
Nothing actually sort of illegal, but...
we'll decide that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think this is the worst of all, but there's something quite big that also happened on the date. He turned up in jeans. Lovely. Normal.
Okay. All right, we'll allow it.
And a denim trainer.
Oh. Oh. Someone just made a retching sound in the audience.
Disgusting.
Thank you. Wow. I didn't even know it was a thing.
No, I saw it and it was sort of patchwork denim as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh. That's just like extended jeans.
Yeah, I know. I don't know whether someone, maybe he was trying to challenge himself, maybe he was doing so well with women that he thought... I'll put these on and see if it, you know, I can sort of last till the end of the night to bed her, you know, that kind of thing.
On the next episode of Will You Still Fuck Me?
Yeah, yes, exactly, yeah.
It's double denim days.
Yeah.
Like, did you get the impression that he was proud of the shoes?
Yes. Yeah, I did. He was Scottish, but he'd briefly lived in Italy. And I wonder if it was kind of a Euro trash vibe. Maybe it was a trend out there, but he had been back for... quite a few years, so I don't know if I could blame that.
It's but yeah, he was kind of like Justin Timberlake in the 90s vibes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he'd read an article about how double denim was cool again, and he'd misinterpreted the jacket and jeans for the jeans.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he was wearing denim socks. I never found out, but like...
denim pants.
Yeah, exactly.
People have strong opinions. We have disgust from a woman over here in the front.
Which is correct.
It's a definitely... This has hit a nerve.
Yeah.
But is it illegal?
Well, he also...
It should be.
I don't even think that was the worst part of the day.
Oh, what? My God.
No, we're just getting started.
Okay. He was also a flat earther, it turned out.
Oh! Wow.
So he just wanted to walk over the big old flat earth in the denim trainers.
Oh my God.
Looking stylish, trying to challenge himself to get laid.
You know, I've never met a flat earther in real life.
Me either.
It sort of came about because we were talking about it and he went, well, I wouldn't say it's not true. And I was like, what?
Wow.
You know, I was trying to look past the denim trainer, quite literally, you know, keep my eyes up here. like a male cleavage, like keep looking in his eyes, do you know what I mean?
You know,
and then that sort of came out. And
that is incredible.
Yeah. I said, why would astronauts lie? You know, because astronauts up in the space station.
Like it's gone to like sixth form debate class.
Yeah.
Why would astronauts lie? Explain dinosaurs.
Yeah, I almost felt sort of like, oh my God, I've met one in the wild,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like a real flat earther. I'm going to sort of use all my questions up on him. And I was like, you know, why would astronauts lie when they look out the window and they can see that it's clearly not flat?
Yeah.
And he was just like... big money.
Oh, no!
Big. And I was like,
wow.
Fucking hell, he's got it all figured out. I'm in.
Like, I'm back in.
Yeah.
This is entertaining now.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that was probably... I felt like I'd been attacked. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I mean, you had. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, I don't think I appreciated what a red flag the shoes were. And now I am...
a blue flag.
I'm going to judge them accordingly from now on. Anytime I see a shoe like that, I'm going to be like, I bet you're a flat earther.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
Also, I think if you're a flat earther, like, just not on the first date. Do you know what I mean? Just don't bring it up.
So genuinely, we had a friend in common, and when I quite clearly was either trying not to laugh or being like, this is ridiculous, but also trying not to be too obtrusive. It was a date, you know what I mean? He did say, he went, oh, Dave did tell me not to bring this up.
Oh was so close.
Dave is so sick of him.
Yeah.
It's like, I fucking warned him.
Yeah, and he and they lived together, so I bet Dave was just like, oh, how'd the day go? Did you mention the... Oh, fuck.
What have we talked about?
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you wear the... Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I bought you a pair of Adidas gazelles. Did you pop them at... Oh, fucking hell. He went with the Levi's.
Oh, my God. I don't... Give me a cheer in the audience. Have you ever met a flat earther in real life? Oh, my God. Yeah. There are more
It's
of
worse
them.
Than we think.
Wow. Yeah.
Are there any flat earthers in? Just checking, because she's got some questions.
Yeah. I think being a flat earther is arguably more fuckable than wearing a denim trainer, though. Do you know what I mean? You've got your own opinions, you're enthusiastic, you're curious about life, sure. You don't believe, you don't pander to authority, but the denim trainer, it's just, fast forwarded me to early menopause, I think. It really sped things along for me. It was not, yeah, no. I'll take flat earther any day over that shoe, I would say. So yeah, I think that was my worst day of my life, actually.
Well, like we always ask as well on this podcast, if you had the perp, what would you say to them now?
The perpetrator.
But really, yeah. I mean, like, is it the maker of the shoe? Or is it whatever, like, conspiracy nutjob website? Or do you think he was born a flat earth? Is he from a flat earther family? Did he get radicalised?
He was from quite a posh family.
Right.
I mean, they could be flat earthers, but I didn't get the vibe that they were flat earthers.
Right.
No, he'd... Oh, no, go on.
Do flat earthers... So, like, obviously no globes. But they believe in maps, right? Do they just think about...
Well, maps are notoriously flat, so...
Yeah. But that's... I'm genuinely
Maybe
asking.
That's where they've got confused. They're like, well, it's flat here.
But is that what they believe in? That is the Earth?
So they think it's like this, and it's kind of like...
So Asia just drops off.
That's conclusive. So I've done that on a podcast, so it's literally an audio-only recording.
So is there the end of the Earth?
Yes, that's
But no one's ever found that.
No, mad that, isn't it? Huh. Almost as if it's bollocks.
I think it's big money covering it up.
There's a lot of big money at the end of the earth being like, don't you ever fucking mention this to anyone. Like if you reach the end of the ocean, you know, that's what it must be.
I mean, they've got it sewn up. You can't just big money. You've won. Okay.
There's big money in round.
Yes. I didn't really know what the purpose was.
The other planets are around.
Oh, yeah.
What
that's such a good question.
That?
I should call him. Fair. Yeah.
It's all part of the conspiracy.
Hey, babes.
Unblock him.
Oh. Unblock.
Ask him.
Crack on. Yeah.
Do you believe in Mercury, Venus?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that he doesn't believe in the rest of the
Saturn,
solar system. Maybe.
Yeah. Also, I do, whenever I find somebody with this kind of crazy view that can be so easily disproved by minimal science.
Yeah.
I kind of want them to not be allowed to use modern day things. If that's what you believe, no Alexa for you. No iPhone. Go and live in the cave.
Nothing spherical. They can't play with balls.
Yeah.
No bingo for you, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
No satellite TV. That's out.
Yeah. Well, they don't, do they? They all watch YouTube. That's the common thread. They don't watch satellite TV because that's mind control.
Yes. But, oh, God.
But YouTube is fine.
Normally we ask, you can do to the perp what you want, but I think we should instigate my plan, which is no flat earthers can have technology.
Yes, I would agree. That's a good punishment,
until
I think.
They agree that they're wrong. Yeah! Thank you. And that is the disgusted lady who hates the shoes.
Yeah.
And now we're best friends. Right. Now, I think we basically solved that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's dealt with. In that the news tomorrow will be no more flat earthers. It's done. So now we're going to move on to the true crime portion of the podcast. Now, the case that we're going to be discussing today starts with a woman getting some unwanted attention from a man in a social situation. So, yeah, boo. Thank you. Thank you, feminists.
I think this has only happened once, so we probably know the case, don't we?
Yeah, I mean... This is the thing, right? It's so rare. So My first question is ridiculous. You guys, what year do you think this could be?
Is the answer every year?
1489.
Yes, can we say any and be right?
I mean, yes.
I think for this to be considered a crime, it's got to be quite recent. Because, you know, in the old days, they'd be like, cheer up, doll. You know, that's my impression of the olden days.
Just be cool. It would just have a laugh.
Cheer up, sweetheart.
Don't you know a compliment when it hits you in the face? Yeah. Right. Okay. What year?
So we got...
I'm just going to say...
1489 from Alexandra.
Fuck it, I'll go with that, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say 1964.
Hannah,
I you're writing them down like you're not going to tell us the answer in about 4 seconds.
I'll tell them at the end.
I mean, as it's the last live show residency of 2023, I'm going to say altogether now, 1912!
Yay! Beautiful. The closest is 1964, which was Taylor, but still wrong. The correct answer is 1837.
Oh! Okay.
So was I not closest? Spent all that time writing it down.
Oh my God.
All right, you dorks, we're drunk, all right? Come on.
That's my superpower, is I'm not drunk and you are fucking wrong. Yeah.
There's drunk and then there's batshit with... I can't believe I had a go at flat earthers.
Basic science.
God, everyone's idiots except me. Well, I will be cringing about that later in bed tonight.
Now, maths is a conspiracy.
It's right. You know I got
big
that wrong?
Money.
Big money, yeah. Well, chilling for my brain capacity. Now, it was 1837, so Hannah gets the point that we don't keep. Now, these events took place in a tap room. So my second question is, does anybody know what a tap room is?
A tap room?
Yeah.
Is it where you do tap dancing?
Is it? That's my question to you.
There's fancy no old business. Word for a pub.
Lovely. Fancy old word for a pub? Tap dancing?
A bathroom.
Bathroom.
It's not good, is it? It's not a good joke, but...
Alexandra...
They've got taps, haven't they?
Alexandra is correct.
Yes.
It is very arbitrary, but that's why we're here. a tap room is slightly different to a pub because it's a place where the brewery sells its beer directly to the customers. So usually it's a space that's part of an actual brewery or attached to it. But for all intents and purposes, it's a pub.
But they're cutting out the middleman in a way.
Yeah.
So they just pour it right into your mouth.
Yeah.
It's kind of I'm getting hipster vibes.
Yeah,
I love
definitely.
It.
I love it.
You know.
It's the Costco of pubs. Just cutting out. What a concept.
Like to drink in bulk?
Yeah.
Come to the tap room.
Yeah.
So this takes place. It's the day after Christmas Day, or Boxing Day, as we now call it. And there is a party in this tap room. And it's not a show business tap room. It's the brewery pub room. Now, our protagonist, Caroline Newton, and her sister are having fun at the party. And a gentleman called Thomas Saverland comes over and starts chatting to them.
I'm not sure he's a gentleman at all.
Yeah.
I'm calling it.
Good instincts. My next question for you is, what's the worst chat-up line you've ever had?
Oh. One guy once said to me at a bar, just said, tell me about your uncle. And my uncle is fabulous. So, it was great. I was just like, well, he was a chef for years. And then,
God.
So did he know that you had a cool uncle?
No, it was just shocking.
He was trawling for trauma.
I love that.
He was trawling for trauma.
Yeah, because, wow, is that a wild card of it? Well, he molested me, so.
No, my uncle's great. So he really did hit upon something.
Tell me about your uncle.
But that's what guys that do negging do. They're like, tell me about your insecurities. And then they can use them against you. Never tell a guy your insecurities. until you're married or whatever. What am I, healthy?
No, that's how they get you. Don't do it when you're married.
Don't even do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you beat tell me about your uncle?
No, who could beat that?
I once had a guy reject me because he said, oh, we're colleagues and we shouldn't do this.
Oh.
But crucially, we didn't work together.
Oh, wow. Too soon for role play,
isn't it? I was like, wow.
Oh, man.
That's amazing. I have two really bad chat-up lines. One when I was still a teenager and I couldn't get into pubs, so we'd just sort of hang around on street corners, and this guy that I was talking to was kicking a can along, and he went, do you think I can get a goal with this? Just kicked it past a bin.
I would fully have shagged him. 100%. You've just hit on my type, spot on. I'd have been in.
Denim shoe check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cast.
Yeah. You're in.
They were Adidas Gazelles, you're fine.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, and the other one was, oh, it's so cringy. Some guy was like, you're too pretty to be a comedian.
Oh, Richard Herring, what a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, that there is genuinely horrible. That's made me feel a bit weird. Yeah.
Oh, it's too icky.
Although now I'm like insulted that no one's ever said that to me. They're like, you're all right. Keep going. I think I chatted a guy up once in my flat after an England game, came back. He was quite a successful comedian, a lot more successful than me. And my pal, before that, like the day before, had been saying to me, Alex, I don't know why you're not very successful with men. Like, you know, you're a comedian, like, you're pretty good looking, you're all this. I was like, oh, thanks, mate. She was really, like, bigging me up. And then she overheard me chatting to him back at mine after, like, a bottle and a half of rosé. And then he left, obviously, at, like, 2 a.m. I turned around to her and she went, oh. My friend describes my flirting as that I look like the man owes me money and I'm trying to... And my chat line to this guy that night, my mate Rosie just sort of leant in just to like try and listen to what I was saying. And I was like, so have you ever been to Millennium Dome? And he left so fast he left his jacket. And the next day sent me a Guardian long read on the Millennium Dome. And I don't know if you can be like more than friend zoned. Do you know what I mean? But that's what it felt like. Friend-zoned would have been a gift, I think, at that point.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so funny. You've just made me remember as well, once when I was trying to chat someone else, one of my questions for him was, what's the most you've ever been sick?
And what was it? Can you remember?
I just took the piss out of the question.
Thank
like
God.
About 5 minutes.
I feel like he's been really sick sometime then.
It's like, well.
The more you like someone, the more you're like, anything. Think of anything. What's your favourite road?
Millennium Dome.
I still get ripped to that to this day. Awful.
All right, so now this guy, he's come over, he's all, how you doing? Have you been to the Millennium Dome?
Yeah.
if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. Yeah. He's like, he's given it his all.
How many times have you been sick, yeah. Baby?
Now, the sister, whose name we don't know, which is a shame, this case got so close to passing the Bechdel test. It's like, we have two women, and they start off talking to each other about something other than a man, but only one of them is named. So, it's a fail. And it's true crime. They're just, like, having fun at this party. So, Caroline has a husband. Our protagonist has a husband who's not at the party, and her sister is also betrothed.
Are we in the UK?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And the sister is finding this guy amusing, at least on the surface level. So she says something now that could be interpreted as flirty or as a brush off. So my question is, what do you think she said?
Will you fuck off?
It depends who you ask, right? If you ask him, he was like, I think it was flirty.
Yeah. In her eyes, I could see that she wanted me to stay.
That was very close to mine, which was, fuck me.
Oh, yeah, they've just taken it. In black and white, written down. That's.
She did say.
Yeah, I'll go with yours. I was about to say, do you come here often? No.
So what she actually says is that she's left her young man down at Birmingham and had promised him that no man should kiss her while absent.
Oh, she's a slug.
But it's also like, there's a newspaper article account of all this as well. And in the newspaper article, she's described as saying this laughingly, which is putting me in mind of, like, you know, the kind of, like, the happy flirty brush off that you have to do. So, like, oh, I'll say it like this, and then he can't kill me, right?
Yeah.
So it's sort of got vibes of that. But obviously, yeah, from a newspaper, you don't know, like, was it flirty? Was she secretly like, oh, I brought up kissing? Or was it, please fuck off?
Who's the source? Like, did they interview? Or somebody is actually there who's a journalist listening?
We'll get to that.
And she also brings up kissing in the context of already having a partner, which is the, like, worldwide thing of trying to, like, men seem to respect it when you say, oh, no, I'm married or I have a boyfriend. And they're like, well, if there's another man involved, sorry.
It's like, you don't respect women's autonomy, but another man owns me.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to back off now.
Yeah, I'm actually already pre-owned.
Yeah. Pre-loved, pre-owned.
Yeah. Like 24 previous owners. Roughly.
But I actually, I don't know if he brought up kissing or, do you know what I mean? Like, we only have some of that bit, the account of that bit. But anyway, question, how does Thomas react to this news?
Really well, really respects the boundaries, moves on to someone else.
I think he goes in for a kiss.
Nice, okay.
Ooh, yeah, or does he go, like, straight to negging, maybe, and he's kind of, well, I didn't want to kiss you anyway, that would be disgusting. Is that how negging works? I'm not sure.
He was just like, I've got a girlfriend as well, but she goes to a different school, so.
She goes to a different tap room.
Yeah,
so she
you wouldn't know her, so.
I was talking to your sister, who has no name.
Yeah.
This is the sister, this is the nameless sister, that is this bit of the conversation is.
The victim in this case is unnamed.
Well, okay, you can all be the judge of that in a minute.
Okay.
So, his reaction is he takes it as a challenge. So, well done, Alexandra.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
And he's all like, come on, it's Christmas. He's like, I'm picturing him, obviously I'm paraphrasing some of this, but I am picturing him as like a dick at the office party that's holding mistletoe over his cock and stuff.
It's annoying because you have to do it. It's like, no, Christmas is full of traditions.
It's unlucky to. So he grabs the sister and he forcibly kisses her.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I love how our audience is all disgusted in unison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone all World Cup.
I know. That is. Anyway, I'll get to that.
Yeah.
So the sister laughs this off and seems to take it as a joke, but Caroline is livid. That's our protagonist.
Got it.
She's like, don't even think about doing that to me. Get to fuck. Again, I'm paraphrasing. And Thomas is all like, ooh, I like it when you're angry. I'm going to kiss you too. And he grabs her.
Oh.
Question, what does Caroline do next?
Oh, I hope she murders him. Right to a big old stabbing, please.
Yes. Straight to HR.
Excuse me. Hello, taproom HR. Yeah. We take complaints very seriously.
I think she got to punch him, surely.
Okay, we've got punching, HR. Wait, what did you say?
Murder.
Yeah, like gets him in an arm lock or something. Like
arm lock.
Yeah, just makes him look like an idiot. Which could then escalate.
The thing is, she's a named woman in history, so she did something.
You guys are close, kind of. She bites his nose off.
Fucking hell, she Mike Tyson'd him. Jesus.
Yeah. So this news.
Oh, damn. That's so much better than murder.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
So basically, this newspaper report said a scuffle ensued. They both fell to the ground. Then they get up. He tries again to kiss her. And in the scuffle, he's...
Oh, okay. Pre-nose loss.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
I was like, wow, that is determination.
Sorry. The scuffle is the lead up to the nose.
I was going
to
say, you know, I love kissing a woman when my nose is in her mouth.
Yeah. Sorry. I should have made that clear. No, so they have the scuffle first. They fall to the ground, they get up, he tries again to kiss her, and in the scuffle, he's heard to cry out, "She has got my nose in her mouth."
Or as it actually sounded, "She's got my nose in her mouth."
I know, right?
Which, if anything, just emasculated him more.
And then it said, when they parted, he was bleeding profusely from the nose. And I have a quote from the newspaper that says, "And a portion of it, which the defendant had bitten off, she was seen to spit out of her mouth upon the ground."
Whoa! Did she say, like, "I've got your nose"?
I keep picturing, like,
this is fucking
back
great.
To tell me about your uncle.
So you're probably all thinking, do we have a description of Caroline? Did history record that? Yes, we do. The newspaper described her as a fat, middle-aged woman.
Oh, my God.
And what the fuck's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. With a hell of a jaw.
Incredible gnashes. Yeah.
Great teeth for 1837, do you know what I mean? Like,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
The paper also said that Caroline treated the matter with great levity, and she said that he had no business to kiss her or her sister, or attempt to kiss her in a public house. They were not those kinds of people. And she also gets in an excellent burn on Thomas. Do you want to guess what the burn is? It is solid.
Is it something about him not having a nose?
Yeah, that's in there.
Something about biting his nose off to spite his face?
That's nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
How does he smell? Terrible.
Nice. I was about to say something about Hannibal Lecter. No, he wasn't even invented.
She couldn't reference.
Yeah.
Taylor, did you answer?
No, I didn't. I've got nothing.
Okay.
I was trying to work out, like, you know what they say about a man with a tiny nose? And I'm so glad I didn't say that.
So she said, and this is the quote, "If she wanted to be kissed, she had a husband to kiss her, and he was much handsomer man than Thomas ever was, even before he lost his nose."
Oh!
It's
Caroline Newton, new legend.
Drunk women solving crime.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question: what does Thomas Saverland do next?
In the moment. Or after the court case?
In the moment, or shortly after, or shortly after that? What's he doing?
He doesn't go in for another kiss with someone.
He just keeps trying.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to try to take these women down. He's going to try to take Caroline down.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because we know about it. He's definitely going to press charges, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Okay. He sues Caroline.
Uh-huh.
So it's all fun and games till somebody gets sued. Now, Thomas is livid, obviously. He's lost a large portion of his nose.
I'm sort of getting Voldemort vibes right now. So.
He, you know, just because he was randy and never learned about consent, it's so unfair.
Yeah.
Now we have a court case. Question, how do you guys think this case plays out with the public and everything?
Mm.
What do you think opinions are?
And this is in the UK?
Yeah.
In 1837,
but yeah.
1837. Same thing.
I mean, 3 years earlier, they were very against it.
Yeah, very different.
and it's a very progressive time.
I'm very strict on times, dates.
No,
I know.
Fair enough.
I'm going to take an optimistic stance in that the people were with Caroline, but the actual case was awarded to him.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Do you think, yeah, people are pro, anti? Maybe it was quite split.
Yeah? his nose, or...
like a broken nose.
What a brilliant answer.
Different? No, because I was just thinking, perhaps people that were in oppressive relationships, be them men or women, were sort of like, yes, good for this person. They're, you know, this is justice. We actually understand consent 150 years before we'll even use that word, you know. But then obviously the everyday just trying it on at the tap room guy is not going to be happy if someone gets away with this. So they want, you know.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, justice. I think she was probably vilified because she wasn't hot. In the sense that if she'd been hot, people would be like, yeah, she could bite off my nose. But because she's described as a fat middle-aged woman, I feel as though, you know, a lot of these cases we've done where women get a lot of people behind them, there's often a description of just how sort of foxy they are.
It's so true.
So, I mean, I think that's sadly what I think might happen.
Yeah, okay.
It's not all funny, guys. Sometimes it can just be sad.
These are all excellent guesses, and I'm interested too, because it's how it's going to play out as well. But basically, most people treated it as comedy. They were not taking this guy seriously at all.
Oh.
Like, from what I've read about this case, I'm very much getting the vibe of, do you remember, like, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case? And it was just farcical.
With, like, the details that they were talking about and stuff like that, yeah.
Weird questions, just on Johnny Depp going, like, mega pint and, like... Well, obviously, very important things were coming out of that case. But even, like, SNL did a sketch where they were like, this is for fun. This is just entertainment because everything else is so dark. So it's just kind of like the sort of the comedy case of the time.
So they weren't taking him seriously, but also not her.
Well, okay, so now some people were taking him seriously.
Okay.
Definitely, like, their version of Twitter was, ugh, can't even like forcibly kiss women now. It's gone too far.
Yeah, like the local Gazette or something.
Yeah.
John 8314 with an England flag says that actually he was well within his rights.
Yeah. How are we supposed to know?
American flag.
Yeah.
basically, they get to the court. Now, the judge chairman guy is actually very pro-Caroline, and he basically tells the jury that he doesn't care which way the verdict goes, because even if they find her guilty, he won't fine her more than one shilling, which is the equivalent of 5 pence today.
I'm getting the vibe that this guy has done this to a lot of people, and people were like, fuck him. This is his judgment day.
Like, yeah. Everyone is over this guy.
Yeah.
You can do that as a judge, though. Just be like, I know we've got a jury in, but... I say, fuck them. What weird system. And also to tell the jury that's what I'm going to do.
They're like, I've got 12 weeks off work for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but they do that, don't they? They always like sum up and try and slightly guide the jury. Like, that is a thing.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh. It is a civil case.
From the audience, this is a civil case.
Hey, shall I just give you a microphone? Yeah.
She has a custom-made drunk women t-shirt. She deserves a mic.
Okay. So, essentially, there wouldn't be a jury? Oh, the judge decides how much the defamation, or like whatever it is, will be paid. Oh, all right.
I didn't realize this was a civil case.
Because you said he sued her, didn't he?
Yeah, he's suing her.
It's a lawsuit, right.
So obviously he went to the... Is it Thomas, his name?
Yeah, Thomas Saverland.
Yeah, so obviously he went to the police and they were like, not you again, you prick. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and then he tried to sue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of want... all of that said again. I can't remember it succinctly enough.
It's not the Crown prosecution. It's not the state versus somebody. Yes, so it's a private case, so there wouldn't be a jury, and the judge decides how much the person who wins will be awarded because based on how much they think it's worth or the level of...
It's Judge Judy is what it is. It's Judge Judy.
There is a jury.
But there is a jury.
But you only have to sleep with the judge. That like saves you 11.
It saves a lot, saves you a lot of time. Yeah, at least certainly. 12 minutes.
Yeah.
This is good. I love having this information.
Can we just ask the doctor if they could have sewn his nose back on? No, maybe not. Maybe not. She's not a doctor yet. It doesn't matter. Hasn't done nose stuff.
No, what? You won't put it on ice. You can't sew cartilage back on, can you? You're not up to cartilage yet?
Yeah, these days, if you got your nose bitten off, if you kept it in ice, could you pop it back on?
I mean, it got spat onto the floor, but in theory...
But they put it right in milk. Wait, that's teeth.
Would they have...
Yeah, you just take it to the hospital with a bag of milk. They're like, nah, it's the wrong thing. You've mixed your metaphors there.
Put it in rice like an iPhone.
Yeah,
wrong condiment.
I'd have swallowed it and just been like, can I have it back in 7 to 8 hours? Depending on whether I've eaten some lime.
Your shitty little nose.
Question.
Go on.
Do the jury find her guilty?
I think surely not if the judge has said that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to vote on the vote of optimism again and say no, they don't find her guilty.
Okay, love it.
I sort of don't like to be told what to do, so even if I thought she was innocent and the judge said, well, I don't give a shit what you do, I'll go, well, she's guilty anyway. So, just to be petulant.
You take that shilling.
Yeah. If anything, she's guilty of being middle-aged.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
unforgivable.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe it's in her favour. I think she's not found guilty. Yeah, they do not find her guilty.
Yes.
Wow.
She is acquitted... I have a quote here that she was...
Here's
acquitted.
To middle-aged fat women!
Yeah. It said, the jury acquitted her without hesitation.
Wow.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And the judge said that Thomas...
It sounds as though, like, sometimes it's like, how do you find them? Not guilty. Like, how many people do it with hesitation? I mean, I don't know.
Have you reached a verdict? No. Not yet.
Poor old Thomas, he couldn't even have a night on the gear after that.
Or would it just go right in there?
Oh, yeah, maybe it would. Yeah.
Just put your whole face in
the... You don't even need a note anymore. You could just go in. Saved him cash.
Yeah. Not a line, just a big lump.
Yeah.
Just a joke for the coke users out there.
Hey, we've all seen films, those of us that have never done coke. We can join in. I say we, it's probably just me. It's fine. I've just judged yours. Cokeheads, I'm sorry. Whatever you make as your personal decisions are fine. Good. So, the judge does a summing up. And he says that the prosecutor, Thomas Saverland, had brought the punishment on himself. And he went on to say that he was sorry for the loss of his nose. But that, and this is a quote, if he will play with cats, he must expect to get scratched.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Girl.
I know. I feel like that is the closest we've ever gotten to a girl.
Is that like a thanks?
Well... I feel like it's the closest we've ever gotten to a girl version of Boys Will Be Boys.
I feel like the judge was RuPaul. You play with the cats, honey, you're going to get scratched. Sashay away. Without your nose.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I know. The judge was just like this fabulous man. It was like...
I kind of want that now.
Yeah.
Can we, with my manifesto, obviously I've solved flat earthers. Strike number 2, I'm nicking that / implementing it.
Yes.
Strike 2 of the manifesto is RuPaul is now the judge.
RuPaul is the judge of all cases, all civil cases.
He can solve every crime.
Yeah.
And now, basically, we then have some banter in the courtroom. Because this is why it was... Well, I know everyone wasn't laughing the whole time during the Johnny Depp thing and it was really serious, but I just feel like... Well, certainly everything I saw on Twitter was everyone laughing.
I think, like, the funny bits negated the serious bits.
Yeah.
So then it kind of, like, made the whole case seem frivolous, whereas actually there was, like, a serious element to it.
But actually,
then,
yeah.
Like, the weird pooing on the bed thing just made everyone be a bit like, what? And then, you know, and then you were like, what's going on here? But people were obsessed with it, weren't they? Like,
it was,
really obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obsessed.
Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
No, I don't know much about it.
Who's Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
Johnny Depp.
Don't pretend you're above this. But we do have some banter in the courtroom. And in the final summing up, this judge says, "Gentlemen, my opinion is that if a man attempts to kiss a woman against her will, she has a right to bite his nose off if she has a fancy for doing so." And then this other guy chips in, this learned gentleman, blah, blah, blah. The first guy says, "And bite the nose off if she so chooses." And then this other guy goes, "And eat it too." Like, and they're all just having a laugh, like, in this courtroom. They're all just, like, yes-anding all this, like, all this trash talk of this guy now. And then this newspaper, there's a final quote in the newspaper that says, "The case caused much laughter to all except the poor complainant."
Amazing. I want to know more about him. Like, I bet you any money he'd been a pain in the ass for years.
Yeah. You've got to wonder, right? Yeah. If he's got previous and everyone's like, oh, he never leaves people alone. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he had no ears or lips. Or he didn't have a chin. Yeah. He had a big chunk out of his forehead. I think he's done it before.
Yeah. He can never again ask someone, "What perfume are you wearing?"
My final question is, how do you think it would play out if this happened today?
I think the same outcome, but
I'm asking this because I'm stumped, because, like, on the one hand, oh, yay. Obviously, we're officially more anti-violence now than we perhaps were. You know, this happened when they were still hanging and stuff.
So. I tell you what's an interesting documentary is the Lorena Bobbitt documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm old enough to remember that happening.
That's the one where she bit off his
penis.
Right.
Yeah. She bite it off?
Huh?
Did she bite it off?
Yeah.
Is it?
Why did she bite it off?
No, sorry, she cut it off, didn't she?
So he was abusive, though, wasn't he?
Oh, right, and she cut it.
Yes, and that whole element just got downplayed, and it was just this psychopathic woman. Mm-hmm. She's crazy. And then he comes back and does porn.
Yeah.
After it's been sewed back on. And it was just this crazy sensation. And of course it would be, because, you know, that's the media and all of that. But there's a bit of Lorena Bobbitt about this case on the... Yeah. It's like Diet Lorena. You know, it's lower level.
Yeah.
But I feel like she, weirdly, could be vilified now for overreacting still in this day and age when we're having these conversations about consent. I don't know.
There'd be more on either side, wouldn't there? Because you'd have the Andrew Tate sort of... cohort being like, oh, he was only trying to be nice, oh, it's a compliment, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I think, like, generally people would be on her side. I think Joe Lycett described Twitter as, like, saying something and then having every possible response.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it is kind of like you'd have this massive swelling of people that were like, sorry, the wrong word to use after the Bobbitt thing, but like, but like you'd have this massive sort of group of people that probably would be like really against her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She would full on
and
get
say, like,
hate.
Oh, that was sort of...
Yeah.
Way an overreaction, like you say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The reason I wanted to do this case was, like, I started writing this up straight after the women's football. That kissing guy took the shine off the women's football.
Yeah.
So much of all these people being like, oh, good, why didn't you want to be kissed and stuff? And then it's like, well, in the olden days, she could have bitten his nose off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so add that into the mix and it would be a very different...
Yeah, this is a ridiculous sentence, but it was almost easier to be a woman that wants to bite noses off in the olden days.
Yeah.
Someone went, oh, no. I actually wonder if the fact that she got described as a fat middle-aged woman, I wonder if that was actually in her favour, because if she had been some, like, hot young 16-year-old...
Right.
Would they have been like, oh, he couldn't help himself.
Yeah,
oh, come on, it's not his fault. But because
she
was like a proper adult, you know, with authority, I don't know, did that misogyny help? Will we ever know?
Also, what was middle-aged in 1836?
Oh, yeah. She was probably 28. Yeah.
Can't believe her teeth still worked.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true, though. She was probably, like, 35.
She probably was not what we think of middle-aged now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially.
This is true. Well, I think that we should raise a glass to Caroline Newton.
Caroline!
You'd really have to bite to get nose off.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing.
I was thinking, like, how hard would you have to go in?
Yeah.
On that.
Because I had my nose pierced. I see that you have a nose piercing. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't believe how hard they...
Yeah,
they,
it was,
you know,
it was painful, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just a little hole.
Yeah.
Sort of bite a chunk off. Try it when you go home tonight. Report back.
See how hard you can bite.
Goad people into trying to chat you up unwarranted. Just so you can have a go.
So it's that time in the show again where we ask one of you
somebody
to come
already put their hand up.
Oh my god. Oh, did
no.
we have a hand up?
There was no consent there. You put his hand up for him.
Oh.
Have we learned nothing?
Bite his nose off!
Bite his nose off! Just kidding, it was the woman that raised the man's hand.
Yeah, who would...
Wasn't.
Yeah, don't.
I can't see from
who would
I refuse to say bite
crime.
Her nose off. No, I'm sorry.
You're consenting hand now.
You are consenting now.
Come on. Wait.
Somebody wants the ass to.
This is
Hello.
The audience crime.
This is the audience
What's
crime.
What's your name?
Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi. This is the most millennial crime I could come up with.
Yay!
I was the victim of a cyber crime.
Oh. Okay.
And when I went to the police, because this was a big thing, they could do nothing about it.
Oh.
So the whole thing happened on Snapchat. Right? I'm no longer on Snapchat, if anyone's wondering. I first got these messages from people pretending to be people that I knew.
Oh.
And I didn't respond to any of them because I already had all these people on Snapchat.
Ah.
And then after that, I got messages being like, you will learn the truth when you add me. This was like the username on the Snapchat. So I didn't do anything about it. And then they created this Instagram account that was like, obviously I'm Scottish, if you hadn't learned that already, that was like Scottish hotties. And you were like, oh, not me. And they were like, we're looking for your approval on like Scottish lads that we think are attractive. Fine, whatever.
You were like, this I can get on board.
Yeah. They added a few people that I knew because it's a very small community of like people in London that are in Scotland, whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm totally on board. If you want to send me any accounts, if you want to speak to me, that's not a problem. Girl, message me. I don't care. And they then sent me nudes of my current boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Shit.
And they said that they were posing as the person on Snapchat. Who was trying to let me know very kindly that my boyfriend was cheating on me.
Whoa.
Which was just, if you'd known this boy, he was not that kind of person. So like, it was very clear that someone had hacked into this account and got his nudes. And he was like, I'm not comfortable about it. I don't want my parents to know. If you want to take it to the police, that's amazing. So I took it to the police on his behalf.
Oh my God.
And it became the huge thing.
On your boyfriend's behalf.
On my boyfriend's behalf.
Amazing.
And we still don't know who the perpetrator is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No. That'd be a really happy ending, but he broke up with me. So that.
So, but do you think it was maybe one of his ex-partners that was trying to...
We were living with... I'm in a very small community of, like, theater gays. We think it was someone we were living with who also had beef with, like, people who were catfishing in the industry.
Oh.
So we have two perpetrators, but I don't know if it was the person in my house or if it was someone just out in the open.
Oh, it feels so, like, specific to you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I think the call
also, why is that worth
house.
It?
The nudes were coming from in the house.
Huh.
Rough.
My panic would be like, you know, the nudes that are out there, I'd be like, yes, it is me, thank you. But like the other stuff that they could get
also,
to.
His argument was like, it was not nudes that I'd seen. It was stuff that he like hadn't sent to me. So it's either that it was stuff that was being sent to other people, or it was like things that he wasn't comfortable with sending to me because he wasn't happy with them, and they just lived on his laptop and someone got into it and forwarded them on.
Oh my God. Somebody get into your rejected nudes.
Yeah.
Is the worst violation.
One of those ones where like your face is accidentally in it like...
deleted yet. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The bad angle nudes.
The police eventually said like it could be something of like jealousy, or they were just not sure what had happened. And they were like, you guys are clearly in a stable relationship and someone else had a problem, but it was.
was.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. It is, like, I know it's not surprising, but it's still disappointing that the police are not equipped to deal with that, because that is a new, like, not even new.
And I had loads of accounts. I could show them all of the IP addresses, everything everything came from, and they had no idea who it was.
Not to put the police down, but I always feel like you give them stuff like that, and they're like,
yeah.
Like, do they understand it, is what I'm getting at. Like, are they trained to understand?
They need to get better on cybercrime.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, they can't do this whole, oh, it's the Wild West, it's the internet. No one can possibly deal with that. It's like, okay, we've had the internet for ages now. Fucking sort this out. Like, that's mad. But you get a prize. Hang on.
I'm not sure this is going to make up for it.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you
for sharing your tale.
Oh, man.
Fuck the police, man.
The police.
Just saying.
Wait, maybe when they get better at dealing with cybercrime, then we won't fuck them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. We have just enough time. Alexandra Haddo, where are you? What are you up to? What do you want to plug? Where can we find out more about you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram at Alexandra Haddo, and I'm doing something that my agent said, don't call it a tour. So I'm doing... I'm doing 6 dates.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing my show in 6 different venues and cities. But it's strictly not a tour. I think because he's like, we're going to see if you can tour with this not tour.
So it's like pre-tour.
It's a pre-tour, okay, yes. Okay. Or a few select bespoke dates. That's what I'm going to say. It's a mini tour. Right, I'm doing that. So that's where you can find me. But you'll find all the details on
what,
if you follow
name
me.
Name some cities.
Edinburgh, Leeds.
Nice.
Bristol, Manchester, Brighton and London.
Excellent.
That's like almost identical to the tour we did and we call it a fucking tour. So.
Yeah, those are
because
great
it's a tour. I'm just doing 6 dates.
Oh, wait, what's the show called?
It's called Not My Finest Hour. My first ever hour show.
Oh, cool.
It's about something bad I did in my 20s.
Ooh.
Did you bite a man's nose off?
I bought a man's... Why can't I think of the past tense? What's the past tense?
Bit.
I bit a man's nose off. I'm bit biting. Comedy's all about timing. Yeah, a bit of man's nose off. That's what the show's about. No, yeah. But you can find all the stuff I'm up to on Instagram and the dying medium of Twitter, where I had loads of followers, but now no one's on it anymore. But I'm on Instagram, so you can follow me on there. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here with us.
Absolutely
you
fantastic
have been lovely.
Audience. We love you. Please give it up for yourselves and for Bit Us and for Alexandra Haddo. I guess we gotta go. Thank you.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman. Music by The Lion and the Wolf. If you would like to, you can follow us on Drunk Women Pod on Twitter. On Facebook and Insta, we are Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And also, if you have a crime that you would like us to solve, write it on a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.